This podcast is brought to you by Havoc Energy. Make sure everybody who's tuning into this episode, make sure you guys head on over to tryhavocenergy.com and use code Havoc for 15% off your order. What is going on, everybody? It's your host with the most, Mr. Ranks HTX. We are back on here with another episode of the One Shot Podcast. Today, I'm here with no ordinary member today. Not at all. Now, see, there's different tiers in terms of human specimens on this earth. You would agree, correct? See, there's below average, there's average, there's exceptional, and then there's the finest, right? There's the finest on this mountain somewhere in Chicago, right? It's sitting somewhere in Chicago. There's a PC and a mic set up, and he's living in that bitch. My boy, the finest out of the city of Chicago. Chicago, how we doing today?
Doing great, brother.
You know what I'm saying? And also, got to introduce us to Steve, too.
This is Steve. If anybody doesn't know, Steve is from the Harry Potter movie. His name is really not Steve, but his name is Steve. Come say hi to Steve.
And anybody who may tune into Chicago's live streams, you may see Steve in a fight with Chicago, and it would never look like he's winning. That nigga getting overcut in Chicago died one off of 20. You never know what you might see, man. But yeah, I will be honest. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm glad I wrote this point because I owe you an apology. Because on a podcast episode, I had said, because for the longest, I had it in my head that Giddy was the member of Team Havoc Studios that I have not gotten on a podcast. And I said he was the final one. But then, because even before Chicago joined, I was like, Giddy's the only one we haven't had on a podcast. I'm like, I have to have Giddy on here. Somehow it never happened. So I stuck with that in my head. So I posted the podcast episode, and I'm like, the final member of Team Hack Studios on the podcast. And immediately Chicago says, what about me? Now, I'm going to be very honest. When I saw him message me that, I was like, there's no way I forgot about Chicago. And I was just watching one of his fuck. I was just watching this guy stream. I forgot about Chicago. So now I'm like, you know what? Let's change it. Let's make it happen. Boom, now we're here. Now, we are here today. So, Mr. Chicago, tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Who is Chicago's finest? What does it feel like to be the finest out of Chicago? We'll tell them right quick.
Well, I am a small-time content creator.
You're not now, small. Don't say that. Don't say that.
I'm a content creator. Good. I used to stream on the Twitch platform, but I have recently switched my talents over to South Beach, and I am now on Pick. Call me LeBron,
bro. Dude, that shit rang in my head. I'm like, bro, if he says this, I'm gonna laugh. And I'm so glad he said it. Well, it took his talents to South Beach. Let's go.
Keep going. You know what I'm saying? I play mainly Call of Duty. That's my main game, which, you know, yes, I'm sorry for myself too. the game's horrible. But I've actually been dabbling a lot lately in MLB The Show, which has been very fun for me. It has been doing pretty well. Any clips that I'm getting, they're doing pretty well on any social media I put them on. And most of the time, if I start my stream playing MLB, my numbers do very well compared to if I start my stream playing Call of Duty.
I'll be very honest, man. It's hard to watch somebody play Call of Duty. At least this, at least what we got now, bro. It's so hard because it's either they're really good at the game and they're raging because the game sucks, or they're not exceptionally, like, they're not like top tier. And then at that point, it's like, you barely even want to watch. Like, if they're not Biffle, you don't want to watch them. And even if it is Biffle, Biffle's raging half the time. It still sucks. Yeah. So it's like, we're at a horrible point. You know what I'm saying? We're at a horrible point. You know what I'm saying?
Very horrible.
And, you know, hey, I've always preached my reasons. We'll get into more of the reasons as to why we're at this point later on within the podcast. But I don't think we talk about this story enough. How did we meet?
So, I was playing with my boy Texan Gunner.
Shout out Gunner.
And I believe it was Leo.
I think it was Leo.
It was Leo. We were random filling into quads on Rebirth Island. Mm-hmm. And we loaded into a game with Ranks HTX. The very first game, if I remember correctly, you dropped like 19. Gunner had like 18. We all had pretty good numbers. We won that game. We hit play again. We won that game. We hit play again. We won that game. And then when we all hit play again, it broke.
Yeah.
So then we invited you. And then at the time, I was still on like just console, no PC at all. So I used to use my iPhone and I had an extra headphone in. That's why I used to talk through Discord. And Gunner and them were like, yo, this guy's not talking that much, though. I wonder if he's in Discord. He's on PC. So we asked you. We sent you the Discord link. Here we are almost 2 years later.
That's crazy to think. That's crazy that you remember the part where it broke out. Because I'm like, I remember we went on like a ridiculous ass wood streak.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? We landed at the same. You know what's crazy? I was, when I first joined, right? Y'all marked Stronghold. I'm like, why?
It wasn't even called Stronghold at that point. It was called something else too. Remember? Because the building wasn't there.
What was it called before?
Oh my god! If Gunner was here, he would tell you immediately because that was his spot. He's the reason we started landing there.
I'm about to look at it right now. Fuck it, Rebirth Island before Stronghold.
Yeah, before update. I just seen this on.
Let me see. I'm looking it up. What the fuck? Oh my gosh, these people are idiots. I'm literally looking it up right now, bro. What was it called before? What was this thing called? Bro, and anybody who's watching this podcast right now, I'm literally this like adamant on figuring out what this shit was called right here and right now. Now known as Stronghold. What was it before though? Was it like something center or something like that, or tower or something of that nature?
No, because control center was the middle.
Damn, I literally forgot what it was called, bro. I am actually mad. Oh my gosh! But regardless of what it was called, we'll probably, you know, I'm gonna do some more digging after a while. The funny thing about that was, bro, when y'all marked that point, I was like, there's no fucking way we're going here, right? That's why I told myself, man, I'm like, there's no way we're going here, right? Like, we're not at, I'm like, bro. In my head, I'm like, bro, because the thing, I'm used to playing with, like, you know what I'm saying, the extra sweats, the prison control center, but then y'all marking Stronghold, and I'm like, fuck it. Something told me in my head, F it, let's just go. So we went, got our guns, and then we traveled into the places like living quarters, control center. But when we went there, we already had what? UAV popped, glowed out, everything, ammo, everything. And everybody else was still fighting for scraps and punching each other and shit. So I'm like, okay, wasn't a bad play. I'm like, all right, we did it the first time, we won. Did it the second time, we won. Did it the third time, we won. I'm like, all right, this is the sauce right here. I'm like, this is the sauce right here. And I think even when we disbanded, and came back together, we won that game too, I think. I have no idea, but dude, it was man, I mean, I'm telling you, bro, it was crazy that whole day, man. And afterwards, you know what I'm saying, like I said, Tex was on PC, Chicago was on console, and then I forgot exactly what happened. I think you didn't stream that much, but I think there was a turning point where you started streaming a lot more. Do you remember what that turning point was?
Because
now you're consistent as hell with this shit. So I'm like, I know there was like a turning point where you didn't stream that much.
It was right after I had lost my job at the warehouse.
Okay.
I was like a little like not mentally, because I wasn't getting, because it was even during, because like I lost that job during like right at the end, towards the end of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fighting me for my unemployment. So instead of getting like, you know, my unemployment plus the pandemic money, I was getting $0.
What?
Yeah. So I went from, you know, making pretty decent money to making nothing and living off my wife.
Mm.
So it just had my mental a little fucked up.
Okay. I mean, that's a solid reason. We all had those points where it's like our mental is this peak, but then we get to those points where it's just like, I'll be honest, just not there. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is, honestly. That's what I've come to realize. Like, sometimes it just goes in cycles. Like, I just... Like, you'll have a cycle where everything's great, money's good, everything's good, fam's good, everything's going good. Then you have one of those cycles where just everything is just... Everything's fucked. Everything is fucked from top to bottom. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm glad, though, that we somewhat moved on past from that stage. You know what I'm saying? Which is great. It's great to see. Because before, My boy, you know what I'm saying? Now my boy Chicago, yeah, look, he got him a PC. He got him a mic that lights up. My mic don't light up. Look at this shit. My shit don't light up. His shit lights up. That's fire, you know what I'm saying? What an upgrade, you know what I'm saying? Also, that area was called security.
Security. There we go.
Security.
That is what it was called.
Bro, it's... That is... That's crazy.
Because now I can picture, like, playing with randoms and, like... Because I used to duo queue a lot with Gunner. And people would say that, security? What are we going over there for? Well, you guys go land somewhere else and we'll have a loadout after you die.
Mm-hmm. That's how it was sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. Because now, see, what most people I used to play with, when they landed security, they landed security and stayed there and they'd have like no kills and they end up dying. But we landed security, got bread, and then we started dispersing and shit.
Yeah, definitely.
And like I said, it's so much easier to fight in those like heavily populated areas when you have UAV popped already. You got a UAV in your back pocket. Got your MP5 Y1 ready to go. You know what I'm
ready
saying?
Ready to go. You got two stems with a munitions box ready to pop another stem.
Oh, man. Dude,
That's why I loved it.
I fucking miss stems, bro. I miss stems. I played a little bit of Sheikah today. Disappointing. But, man, I popped the stem when I was playing it. I'm like, I didn't move. Just silence. But the old one is, you're the little flick off, the ching, and then you like slide dumb for, and I loved that, bro. I miss that shit so much. Oh my god. So, there is something that I kind of mentioned prior, a little bit, but in terms of your consistency, now I gotta ask, right? Because I think the hardest thing for anybody, I don't know why it's the hardest thing, for me personally, from my perspective, but it's just my perspective, is consistency. It's the hardest thing for a lot of people because some people are great at things. Like you've probably known somebody who's fucking great at something. The problem they have is consistency. Start something, stop, start something, stop. I'm going to do this. A week later, they stop. You ask them why they stopped, to give you some excuse. They start again. Start, stop, start, stop. But in your case, I mean, this man Chicago does not miss days. My man don't miss days. When he screams, he screams. I don't think, there's been really been times where Chicago's like, yo, I can't stream today, this is that, and a third, or some reason. So in your case, what drives you to be extremely consistent when it comes to you streaming, putting out that content, putting on that effort, sitting in front of that camera, and providing that entertainment to your audience?
So I would say the big thing is a saying that I love, is you miss every shot you don't take.
That's true.
So if I have one, I have a very loving and understanding partner who understands that this can be something that, you know, can sustain us, you know, in some parts of our lives. Like, no, I don't ever feel like I can go full time with it. No.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I am a very good, like, not even just content creator. I'm just a very good people person in general, which makes me a good content creator.
I would agree.
Which makes me feel like I can strive in this enough to, you know, maybe be able to do things that I couldn't normally do with my life. So I feel like if I'm not consistent with it though, and I don't show people my drive and my passion to do this, then they're not going to believe me. They're going to believe I'm just another rando that hits go live every now and again, hoping somebody's going to come into my stream and give me a bunch of subs, which that's never going to happen. You have to put in the effort to see something in return. That's anything in life. Mm-hmm. Anything in life, you have to put something in to get something out.
And I would even say, bro, and this may be a wake up call for anybody listening to this. This is just my perspective on value. I think you have to provide, let's say value is in units, right? Let's say I put in 100 units of value. Let's say value is measured in units. If I put 100 in, you may expect 25 back. I think you have to provide more. Like, you damn near have to overproduce for your worth to receive that worth, if that makes sense. Because some people think, if I stream 8 hours, I should get 8 hours worth of money. No, because what's it called? I made videos from freshman year of high school to senior year of high school, first 2 years of college, and I'm only getting paid a little bit from since, like, what, 2022? That's the only moment where I actually started getting paid strictly just off of me posting the videos. Well, actually, I lied my ass off. In terms of gaming, this was that was when, like, the peak point as when I actually started doing it. I feel like there has to be so much more time that you put into, like, making the videos, streaming. You may have a shit day streaming, but even that counts, because you may think it's a bad day of streaming. I think you're building tolerance to produce no matter how you feel. Understand what I'm saying? So I feel like when you keep producing those reps, like how you had mentioned, I'm not just some guy who shows up and hopes everything goes right, and when it doesn't go right, I'm gone. Because that's how a lot of streamers are, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll stream a bunch, they're like, oh, I haven't blown up, and I'm not Joe-O after, like, a year. Then that year, they're not even that consistent. Then they chalk the whole thing. Because even then, because it doesn't even look like you take yourself seriously. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like the fact that you said that, look, there's not going to be some random guy who blesses me and just drops in and boom, and then everything's fixed. Because even then, if they drop in once, they may not spin back. They may come once and never come back again, and boom, that's it. And you can't fucking hit bro up and be like, hey, bro. You know what I'm saying? This card people kicking my ass, bro. Keep going through with the gifted subs. I'm like, bro, like, that sounds crazy. But somebody out there thinks that's going to happen to them. And it's like, man, I feel like people need to focus on being, like, how you mentioned, just being a great person at that. Because you can hop in Chicago and have a great conversation with him just off the rip, just a conversation. But I think too many people don't even have that built into them first. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one reason why I always get on Mike, I'm like, Mike, you need to stream more. You need, as much you can, just fucking do it. Because Mike is a great fucking person. And I know people would want to see that. And I know people would be entertained by that. Like, sometimes even the streams he did do, those are mad entertaining. Because he's Mikey. Yeah. And I'm like, that kind of made me realize, I'm like, bro, I need to build on, like, me as a person first. So it's like, I like that you already have that character trait to where you are a great person, you are a people person, you can have great conversations before the fucking 8,000 people in your chat, 15,000 monthly subs, like, fuck all that. I feel like that's a great foundation to go off of, my boy. It's a great conversation. Now, I like that you mentioned this other thing before, because it was, It's on my topic of things. It's on my list of topics. All right, the transition from Twitch to Kick. Right, before Kick came out, did you ever have thoughts of switching from Twitch?
I had thoughts of multi-streaming, but not fully leaving Twitch. No.
Okay. Okay, so just streaming to Twitch and another platform at the same time.
Yeah, I was thinking of trying to dabble into Facebook.
Okay. Like, a specific reason for Facebook? Like, let's say Facebook over YouTube. Like, is there something that you favored there in particular, or just...
To be honest, it was more just favoritism for one of the streamers that kind of... I would say motivated me to want to be a streamer, Picnic. I love Picnic Basket. I love the way he streams. I love his content, his energy. Everything about him is what I want to be.
Okay.
He's fucking, even when he's raging, he's still, like, he's not raging. Like, he's teaching, and he's just an all-around amazing content creator.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I kind of wanted to try to follow in his footsteps and try to go into the Facebook gaming world, but then Facebook gaming started to take that dwindling fucking...
Yeah. Kind of did. It was a certain point they took out the whole real bonus program, and we were like, what the fuck? What the fuck, Facebook? We were like, what the fuck? And then it's funny because a lot of people were saying that the only reason why they had that was because they wanted to compete with TikTok. But then are those talks of TikTok getting banned? They're like, oh yeah, they're getting banned? All right, fuck this shit. Like, just rip the shit with, all right, we won't do this shit no more. But then they're like, oh, they're not getting banned. Oh yeah, add it back. And they did add it back. They did add it back. So. That's the thing in terms of that. So, when it comes to Kick in particular, what was either the pull factor from Kick or the push factor from Twitch that made you sort of make that switch?
So, when Kick came out, I was a little iffy about it at first.
Mm-hmm.
But when I figured out how easy it was to stream to their platform and obviously everybody knows their pay split. I said, screw it. I'm gonna dive into it and, you know, try to. I took that route in multi streaming with Kick.
That 95.5 split kind of crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
I started seeing some decent love over there, you know, with the followage and stuff. I started seeing my followers go up, you know, people coming in, chatting it up. And then about 5 months ago, 4 months ago-ish, Twitch let out a new policy where it now can still take up to, like, even after they send your payment, it could still take up to 2 months for you to receive your payment. And you couldn't. I am a very big 420 streamer. Mm. It was now going to be a bannable offense for you to smoke anything on stream.
So, like, he sucks.
Which, again, like I said, I'm a huge 420 streamer. That's what I do. That's what I do for a living. That's my job.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't risk losing the whole thing for something that I like to do personally.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what completely pushed me over to just streaming just to Kick. Cause I didn't want to lose, just in case, you know, I never know what's going to happen with Kick because it's a new platform.
True.
In 6 months, it could be gone. Could be like a Mixer or, you know, one of those other ones that are just gone after a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to lose completely what I have with Twitch. If I have to go back to Twitch and convert to their rules, then that's what I'll have to do. But for the time being, since I don't have to do that, and I have a decent community now on Kick, you know, it just made it made it the right and easiest choice.
It's pretty hard to realistically suppress a big part of yourself just to sit in front of a platform and play a video game or, like, talk to chat and shit like that. Like, base level, that's essentially what we're doing. We're talking to monitors with a camera in our face, you know what I'm saying? So it's like to suppress a, like, let's say somebody's like a casual smoker, they barely do it or something like that, or they do it like once, like a month or some shit, then they'd be like, yeah, what the fuck? But it's like in your case, that's like a bigger part of your life, you know what I'm saying? And for me to suppress that, it's, you don't feel, I don't even know the right word to say for this, but you don't even feel like a complete version of you if I hit the go live button. I'm like, I gotta be constrained to these guidelines, or I don't want to get TOS. Like, you know, but when you're on Kick, you be free and stuff like that. Like, I ain't gonna lie, for my Kick streams, I'm not gonna lie, I be playing Search and Destroy, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about thing that's great is, I'm gonna go ahead and say it, I don't have to turn off my game chat. If I get called a hard R, fuck it. If I can call some off the wall shit, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know what I'm saying? If it's Twitch, then it's like, he says that word, gotta mute him. He says that word, gotta mute him. That word, gotta mute him. Which I don't exactly mind that much, realistically. But just sort of like knowing you kind of have that sort of like freedom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's not your fault if you shit on little Timmy and he decides to hard R you.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't get banned because little fucking Timmy Two Tenders over there wants to hard R you. That doesn't even make sense to me.
Yeah, somebody can get full on banned for that. Like, it's not even like a, like, it's not, I'm not saying you're just, oh, I'm scared of that, or I'm too, like, trying to be like a goody two shoes. What y'all gotta understand is you could get full on banned off of what somebody else says in your stream. They don't have to say it a million times over and over again. They can say it twice. Boom, you're gone. That could be somebody's whole livelihood gone. So somebody said two words. So I'm like, I don't even want to risk that at all. So don't even want to do that. I'm not, like I said, I'm not advocating for you to go say racist stuff in S&D, Search and Destroy lobby. You know, you fuckheads gonna do it anyways. You know what I'm saying? You meatheads gonna do it anyways. But at least I'm not like having to like constantly have that sort of like pressure over me 24/7 when I'm doing it. So, you know what I'm saying? That's one benefit to Kick, at least. And another thing is they're low-key having a lot of great implementations as well. I saw that they had there's really gonna be like an hourly wage being paid to certain streamers. I don't know the qualifications of it yet. The fact that something like that is even in talks is kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows that they've been signing out. They handed Aiden Ross like fucking hundreds of millions. They handed XQC 100 million. They handed, I think they handed Kai, was it? It's Kai and somebody else. They offered both of them like 40 mil each. They rejected it though, but still, it's like, You know what I'm saying? Like, they're able to just dish out these kinds of contracts to people. And they do, they're signing, like, these motherfuckers as NBA players. You know what I'm saying? So, the fact that they're making these great implementations, man, hey, a lot of things to come for that platform. You know what I'm saying? And I'm there for it. I want to see it. I look to kind of have, like a slight era of streaming on there periodically. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the most consistent with it. It's entirely my fault. I'm selling. But sometimes it's kind of hard to sort of stream on your off day. When it's supposed to be your off day. And it's not like it's an off day because you're sitting down doing nothing. It's the day you're supposed to do other shit. Like, let's say, for example, classes are starting soon. So, stuff with that. Anything Team Havoc Studios related. That's the days I edit the most of my content. That's also the day I do podcasts like this on the in-between days. So, it's like, to sort of fit in a whole stream within that, somewhat difficult, you feel me? So, yeah, that is great. So, the next topic I want to talk about, because, like I said, we mentioned this before, all right? In terms of Call of Duty, all right? I want to ask you one thing, all right? Because obviously it's a big-ass bucket of horseshit things wrong with this game. A lot, it's a little too many things wrong with this game, right? So within this bucket, right, if you could see everything that was in this bucket, right, you got to pick one thing to change possibly for this game, current Call of Duty we're playing, to fix it and make it a much more, not like a perfect game, but a much more enjoyable experience to a streamer, content creator, or just a casual gamer as is, what would that one thing be?
I want a fucking reload cancel. I'm tired of dying because I can't cancel my reload.
That shit got me killed today, bro. I couldn't believe it. That shit got me killed today.
I get it. It's my fault. I had 15 bullets in the gun. I didn't need to reload, but I didn't know little Jimmy was coming around the corner creep walking. So let me, you know, stop for a second, use that 15 bullets to slam him, and then reload.
Yeah, you know, so it's one of those things where it's like, why would you take that out, though? Like, why? What? Who benefited from that being taken out?
They wanted to make it a realistic game, and then they put in fucking laser eyes, dude.
Yeah, like, we got super jumps and fucking teleportations and heat vision.
Like, what are we doing?
We got heat vision, but this bitch supposed to be realistic, bro.
Oh, my God. God,
man, I mean,
you got a guy shooting discharge at me like he's fucking Electric Man or something.
Dude, that shit is so annoying, bro. That shit is so, cause you keep, it's like getting shot drone in multiplayer. You keep shooting your gun.
It's almost 30 seconds, bro. It's almost 30 seconds, dude. That you're just shooting your gun and you can't do anything. And if you try to selfie, you can't.
You can't so if I get down, no. But I'm shocked, I can't self-res.
No, the selfie does not work. Apparently, the shock messes up your syringe. I don't know, bro. Remember that bucket that you were talking about?
Yeah.
That's some of the stuff that's in that bucket.
It's a lot of stuff in that bucket, man. It's a lot of stuff, man. You want to know what's one thing I would say kind of low-key wraps up everything? It's kind of broad, but when I explain it, it makes a lot more sense. We need testers. Somebody to test. Because I feel like, you know what I feel like? I feel like what COD does is they do what they fucking do to maximize profits. And then, whenever they do all that shit and the game's basically fully developed, obviously the pro players play it to get accustomed to it with the COD League, blah, blah, blah. But then, they have this goofy-ass event somewhere in California. They've got all these fucking big ass YouTubers, not the ones that are honest about their dog shit ass game, the ones who dick eat the game and will say everything positive. They send them out on a plane, they come to this fucking studio, they play this weak ass game and lie about how good it is. And then we're like, oh cool, I'm gonna play it. And then they send those motherfuckers back, and then the game gets a bunch of hype and stuff like that. And then the full game drops, it's horse shit, we buy it again. I feel like we actually need some people to test. Now, somebody could claim that I'm wrong. I don't think I am. I think somebody needs to test the game before they release the update. Because it wasn't this recent update we had, the one before that. when that one dropped, you could, if you were on PC, it was unbearable to play it for like the first 3 days.
Last update.
Last update?
Yeah.
I'm like,
it was almost unplayable for console players. Every other lobby, you were like,
I'm like, there's no way nobody caught this. I refuse to believe. Now somebody could say, hey, well, they don't know those things unless they export the game. So what you're then telling me is they put some shit together and hope it works.
Do you not remember the dual snake shots, bro?
Dual snake shots, the double barrel shotguns, the X-13s, the PA-90s.
Like, what am I playing that I'm getting two-tapped with fucking revolvers?
But it's like, bro, like, putting, like, a firing range of 5 minutes would let people know, hey, this is not good. Change it, fix it, boom, that's it. So I'm like, what's difficult in the process of testing this? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, can we have somebody, let's say, let's take Swag, for example. Take Skump, for example. He's retired. Take Methods, for example. He retired. Take fucking, I don't know, Aiden, Biffle, Repulse, Super Evan, somebody. Take one of them motherfuckers. Send them out and say, hey, how does this run before we drop this damn update? Now, more than likely, the reason why I feel like they wouldn't do that is because I feel like these creators would be a little too honest and let them know, hey, your four months of updating is ass. And that's the last thing they want to hear after they spent like $60 million on a fucking update. So that's why I feel like that never happens. I feel like we would have beta testers, but they want people to all say yes. And then they then say, oh, we'll release it 3 days afterwards. And people are going to play it anyways and complain for those 3 days. I feel like we need testers. If we got testers, then cool. Because I feel like the testers would have caught the next thing that is on my point, which I kind of don't like being re-implemented, which is slide canceling. I saw like a creators getting a care package. It has some bust-ass Adidas slide, a cell phone, and a can.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yay? Like,
I don't. One, two, three. I have three controllers I went through because of fucking Rebirth Island and slide canceling all damn day long.
Slide canceling is pretty.
This is a $200 controller I can't even use anymore.
Elite series?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Where's my PS5? This shit. Shout out to Mikey for sending this for me. This shit has eternal stick drift. Eternal stick drift. Can't be fixed, bro.
Shout out to Mikey for sending you eternal stick drift.
Hey, Mikey's fault. It ain't Mikey's fault. It ain't Mikey's fault. But just playing, like, man, it's. I guess you could call it, I was one of those movement guys in Warzone 1. But dude, I don't want to slide cancel no more, bro.
I don't either, bro.
I don't. I'll be honest. I don't. I don't want what the fuck we got now. But like, I don't want to slide cancel all damn day because it's. It hurts your fucking hands. Slide canceling around like Verdansk or some shit, bro. It hurts your hands, bro.
Just up the movement speed a little bit. I'm tired of running around like a fucking tourist, dude. I'm running around like I have 17 book bags full of bricks on my back. Like, this doesn't make sense. I'm running around with my fists and I'm still slow. Makes zero sense. I should be able to drop my gun and take off on whoever's chasing me if they still have a gun in their hand.
Facts.
Because in real life, if you want to make it realistic, in real life, I don't care who's chasing me. If they have a big ass 60 round AR in their hand, they're never going to catch me.
Facts. Which I feel like, I mean, Apex has that feature where you can like put away both your guns and like just run out with your fists. I don't know why COD hasn't had that yet, to be honest. It should easily have that. Because you know how great it would be to run away from a situation, put away all your guns, and you know you run a lot faster and you're running away, bro. Like, that'd make for so much more. Like, that would be the greatest sort of like movement mechanic they can add, at least with the game we have now. Like, fast movement speed when I put away my freaking weapons. Cool. Kill one guy, put away my guns, I'm out of there. You know what I'm saying? I don't gotta fucking like there's no maneuverability in this game. Like, I play older Call of Duty on a daily basis, damn near. I played, what, Modern Warfare 3, just Black Ops 2. I just re-downloaded Black Ops 3. I'm about to make a video on that after this. Like, bro, although all these games have different abilities, or you have, they have, like, you have different chances to outmaneuver your opponent. I don't need a slide cancel. I really don't need to slide cancel. I don't need to B-hop. I mean, I can still sort of jump and still aim, but I don't need that. And the fact that they're using that as, like, a marketing, like, scheme, I'm like, y'all are kind of sad. Y'all are pretty sad. Like, either y'all are all just a bunch of 80-year-old men that are too out of touch, or y'all just don't really give a fuck at all. And my argument to that is, motherfuckers just need to stop buying these $40 battle passes every fucking season that serve no purpose with some weak ass skins.
What do we even have a black? What is this thing, bro? And it gives you a dog now that works in the game?
That growls, lasts like high alert?
If you have high alert on and you can't, and your high alert isn't working, the dog will growl for you and let you know. Yeah, let me just pay $40 to cheat.
That's why I'll be like, bro, all you need is a beta tester. All you need is somebody to test this shit and say, hey, here, this could be a problem. Fix this shit. Boom. They don't want that. Like, that would have been caught day one if somebody like one of the, like, a top level content creator, streamer, they could have caught that the second they played that shit. Behind closed doors, maybe like a test run, test server of it. Boom, they would have caught it. Or maybe they do catch and everybody in the studio is like a 0.5 KD and they all fucking suck and they don't realize, oh, I didn't know where the sound was coming from. I just heard growling. Bro, take Biff or Aiden, bro. Give them, if you could have gave them like two test games of Vondel with that dog fucking bundle, whatever the fuck, they would have caught that shit in two games. They're high IQ players. They can figure that shit out. Have somebody like that on board.
I just don't get it. Like, I get why they put it on there. I don't get it though, because so it's for the fact that if you have high alert on and the person is like camping or something and they're looking at you, but they have the whatever the perk is that it negates the high alert perk. There's a perk that if they have that perk on and they're looking at you, it doesn't matter. Your high alert won't go off.
I think I know. I know what you're talking about. I don't know if it's cold. Do they have cold blood in this game?
It is cold blooded. It is cold blooded. Okay. I believe it is cold blooded. But whichever one it is, but so the point of that perk is to negate the high alert. Like, you either run high alert or you run this or something else. Like, it, you shouldn't put in a paid dog, something you have to pay for, to then negate it again. Like, now what is the person like? That makes me sort of feel bad for little Jimmy that's trying to camp in the corner and not do nothing and just live his life. Like, what if he's not trying to shoot at you and he's just looking at you trying to run out the building?
And maybe he's trying to assess the situation before he shoots. You feel me?
But now the dog's growling and he comes back in and now he fucking, because he knew where you at, because the dog is growling in your direction.
And it's in the direction too. It's directional too.
It's the best directional audio Call of Duty has ever had.
I still can't hear when somebody pulls a fat ass parachute, it hits air, they land on the fucking building. I can't hear that. But a dog, I can hear a dog growl.
I can hear a dog growling at 162 east.
But I can't hear footsteps 2 inches from me still, and with no daddy.
Bro, when I seen that there was directional audio with the dog, I about flipped. What are we talking about here? What do you mean the dog is going to bark in the direction the person is looking at me?
At that point, what's the point of high alert? Because high alert's conditional. The dog ain't conditional. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so what's the point of high alert?
Have the dog. Yeah, you might as well not even, like, I might as well just have little Lassie with me the whole time.
I think they know that. I think they do know that. I think they know it's partially pay to win, but they know it's pay to win. They could play it off, like, because this is what I think. I think these motherfuckers are evil, and I think they know it's pay to win. So what they do is they have it in the game for a little bit, then somebody like J-God or another content creator discovers it and says, hey, there's this. Everybody buys it, everybody uses it, and then they come out and say, hey, we realize that provides an unfair advantage after we've made approximately $150 million off of the skin. Now we're going to fix it. Oh, yeah, fuck out of here. You knew that from the start. Those guys aren't idiots. They knew it from the start. That's what I'm starting to think. They knew it from the start. They just put it in because it's pay to win, quote unquote. And then they're like, oh, it's accidentally pay to win. I'm like, no, bro. Y'all knew exactly what y'all were doing with that shit from the jump, bro. From the damn jump.
Everything's broken. Well, right now, if you play lockdown quads,
what's that?
Which is, it's kind of like, a domination style game mode.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it just goes to different sections of the map. If you play that, the kills and the deaths count towards your battle royale KD. Everything count towards BR. So, like, right now, I have a 1 point. I've gained like a 0.12 KD, and now it says I have a 38 PR. Yeah. I'm trying to drop a 40 so that I can make a TikTok on it. Because you know how many kids are going to want to do this to up? Because you know how many people? I don't care about my battle royale KD whatsoever. Yeah, I don't play Big Mac.
Yeah.
I just play that game mode because it's fun to warm up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun to drop a couple 20s and 30s before I go into the real lobbies and get shit on for the next 3 hours.
Hell yeah.
I'd rather get a couple 30s under my belt. You know, but for kids that actually care about their BR KD, I mean, fuck, bro. They could boost the shit out of their KD doing that, dog. You know, drop fucking 20, 23 kills, only die a couple times because you can camp anywhere and just shoot people because nobody's playing that game mode.
And they're going to keep respawning. They're just going to keep falling out the sky. You just sit on the roof with a munition, just keep beaming niggas out the sky. And just keep
beaming people out of the sky. It doesn't matter, bro. Like, Gunner dropped a 40-something on that game mode. Like, it's fucking... Yeah. But anyway, what's the next topic?
Oh, man, bro.
I'm starting to come down, Ranks. If you catch my drift.
I don't know no more. I don't know who's in charge of shit at this point. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know who's in charge of this shit. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. This is a question. It's not on here, but I want to ask it to you anyways. When did you first start playing Call of Duty?
Like, first started playing Call of Duty?
Yeah.
My very first Call of Duty was... I want to say Call of Duty.
First one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Because I played Call of Duty. I played Call of Duty World at War. I played Call of Duty Big Red 1. Played a couple of... I know I played Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops, Black Ops 2. Because Black Ops 2 was where I stopped playing Call of Duty.
Mm, okay.
I stopped playing video games in general for probably like 5 years, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then wait, so 5 years from Black Ops.
I didn't start playing until Modern Warfare 2019.
Oh, okay. Well, which COD did you skip then? You didn't really skip that much, to be honest. You missed
on
Ghost, Advanced Warfare,
Infinity Warfare, whatever the other one was called. Infinite Warfare,
Black Ops 4.
I think that was it, though.
Yeah. I mean, the only one that I'd say is... Only COD I'd say are memorable are, like, what, BO3 and BO4 a little bit, depending on... BO4 is a hit or miss, depending on the kind of player you are. Maybe Advanced Warfare is also a hit or miss, depending on the kind of player you are, but...
See, that's the one I played a little tiny bit of, because my cousin had a console, so I played that, because that's the one where you could run on the walls, right?
Could you wall run in Advanced Warfare? I don't think you could. Black Ops 3, yeah. I don't think you could wall run. Black Ops 3 and Infinite Warfare.
I played one of them there. You could fucking run on the walls. And I was like, this is the stupidest shit in the fucking world. I'm like, bro, what am I doing? This is dumb.
Okay. I'm glad you played a decent amount, like a decent bulk of at least. You low-key played some of the, like, the best run of Call of Duties. So... I want to ask, because I know since 2019 you've played, obviously, Cold War, probably, maybe Vanguard, fucking...
Yeah, I played all the new... I bought them all and played them maybe, like, once.
Yeah, you level up your guns. Fuck
them. Yeah, I leveled up a few guns, and then I never played it again, because I leveled up the rest of them in Rebirth.
Hell yeah. So I wanted to ask, all right? So we're going to do Warzone. We're going to do Warzone maps as well. Actually, let's do Warzone maps first, all right? In terms of Warzone maps... So I kind of know what your ranking is already, but what's your ranking for all the Worlds maps we've had so far? This includes Rebirth Island, Verdansk, Caldera, Fortune's Keep, along with the Warzone 2 ones, Almazra, Vondel, and Ashika.
And it's my top three?
What would you rank? Yeah, what are your top three? Let's say top three, because that's seven. It's too many to rank.
Obviously, Rebirth is going to be first for me because I'm a small map player. Then I would have to sadly, because I'm just going off the map itself. I would have to say Ashika. I'm not going to lie, and I see you batting your eyes. I'm not going to lie, man. None of the other first Warzone maps are going to make it because the graphics were dog shit.
I'm not going to lie, bro.
Horrible.
Verdansk
graphics were... It played pretty well, but the graphics were buns, brother. Buns.
Imagine somebody's playing this in their fucking car. The whole car is shaky.
Like, it's just, it's horrible, dude. It's bad. So I will have to say Vondel.
Okay.
Because Vondel is just beautiful. I couldn't even, it's a nice map and it plays decent for me. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to go just off of map itself, I'd actually probably say Almazra is the third, because Almazra is a beautiful fucking map. Beautiful. The only reason why it's not one, is not top one map to me, is because Rebirth was way more fun. And Rebirth, when they finally finished the last like month of Rebirth, that's when the best fucking graphics were out there for Rebirth. So that it looked really well. Everything looked nice. You know, it was good to go.
Hell yeah.
And then Ashika's just had good graphics, because the whole Warzone 2 graphic engine is amazing. Mm-hmm. If you put Warzone 2 graphics with Warzone 1 mechanic,
ooh,
it'd be an amazing game.
Ooh, my God.
It'd be an amazing game, bro.
Ooh, that would be so crazy.
It'd be an amazing game. You don't even need to bring back slide canceling, like you said. You don't need to bring that back. Yeah. Just let us move as fast as we were able to move in Warzone 1. Let me move that fast around Almazra. You know how much I play the big map, bro? Because Almazra is a beautiful map. The map is beautiful. You can't deny it.
It does. I will be honest. It is.
I've never really glitched there. Like, you know, I can't see through the walls like I can in Caldera. It's just a beautiful map. Yeah, it has some glitch spots every now and again, but every map in Call of Duty does. But it's just like, overall, it's beautiful. Like, I like just landing on Zaza. And, bro, I could stand on top of Zaza and not shoot nobody and just look down at the map. It's nice.
That looks nice, man. True. That low-key is true. Like, design-wise, Almazra actually is a very good-looking map, design-wise. I'll be very
design-wise, yes, it is very good. Playing on it is horrible, bro. I fucking hate it. It's slow. It's trash, dude. Like, it was already bad enough with 150 players, because after you land Zaza, if you guys make it out alive and you kill the four teams that are, or five or six teams that are there, you won't find anybody for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Even with the 150. And now if you're not playing ranked, you only get 100, which I don't want to play ranked. I don't want to play ranked big map. I barely want to play big map. But now if I ever wanted to play it again, I'm never going to play it, because it's already hard enough finding people.
Now there's 50 less people.
Now there's 50 less people. You know how many times I've played that map ranks, and I go, and, you know, sometimes we wouldn't land Zaza. We would land somewhere, you know, a little less discreet, a little more discreet. So we're not fighting that many people.
True.
But you know how many times we would land somewhere, bro, and nobody would land near us, and we would loot up 50,000 buildings in order to find enough money to get loadout, because at this time there was never money that spawned on the ground. Finally get enough money to get loadout. It's second zone. We buy loadout. We start running into the zone. Now it's third zone, and we still have seen nobody.
Man, it really was hard to get some money at the start of Warzone 2. It was hard.
Horrible.
Bro, I was better off finding 6K in real life doing home invasions in like the span of like 10 minutes, bro. Like, that shit was not fair, bro. That shit was so hard. And then on top of that, weren't even able to buy loadouts, I don't think. Were we? At the start of Warzone 2, I don't think we were able to buy loadouts, or am I tweaking?
No, yeah, you were able to buy loadouts and your guns off rip.
I swear there was a certain point in time where, like, we weren't able to buy, like, loadouts or something. Or was there a point in time where, like, the loadouts were, like, extremely expensive?
Yeah, they were expensive as fuck. It was, like, 20 bands.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like, 20 bands.
I think it's still that much. But it was the worst part when Warzone 2 started was you didn't get 3 plates. You had to find a 3-plate vest.
That was very stupid. That's
what?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I'm gonna keep saying this. Just have somebody test it and tell you guys that what you're doing sucks.
It's dumb. It's dumb. Like, so you're telling me I've looted for 15 minutes, never found a 3-plate vest, but check me out, right? Mm-hmm. I got a fully kitted out MP5, a dope ass TAC 56. I run into a little Jimmy who got an SO, but he got a 3-plate vest, so he's going to kill me.
Yeah, he's going to win that gunfight because that extra
plate. He's going to win the gunfight because that extra plate. Mm-hmm. He's sitting in a corner. I only have a 2-plate vest. He's going to 2-tap me, and I'm dead because the TTK was ass when the game first came out.
It was horrible. That TTK was horrific when the game first came out. Oh. That is crazy. But I'm very glad you pointed that out because that's something I haven't thought of for a while. Like, okay, Verdansk was cool in terms of superstore, storage, maybe, like, what else? Stadium.
Boneyard was decent.
Boneyard was cool.
Stadium wasn't that fire until they finally blew up the hole in it.
Facts. Design-wise, yeah, until they blew it up. Hospital area was cool, like, design-wise. But you know that area, like, near, like, above airport? There are those, like, houses where there's that sort of, like, frozen lake. They got very lazy with the design right there. Pretty freaking lazy. It's not that appealing, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like that sort of like snowy terrain kind of.
Yeah, that's that was up there by the dam and shit over there. That's where we used to regain over there. We used to regain in the back corner whenever we would die.
That's when I ain't gonna lie. It looked pretty mushy over there. Even on PC, it still didn't look that fantastic. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I feel like Verdansk is another one of those things where it's sort of like a nostalgia thing. Like it's just.
Yeah,
personally,
I'd like to land at Superstore one more time.
If I had one more opportunity to land Superstore, man, just
land Superstore, get fucked up by Z-Lander and all them off rip. Like, yo, what the fuck?
Punch battle like crazy, bro. I gotta boot up my console, bro, because I want the extra lunch. that PC lunch is not existing, bro. Bro, you press the melee button, on PC, bro, you press the melee button, your aim assist goes out the window. Out the window, gone.
Fucking Black Ops aim assist is broken again on Warzone 2.
It is?
Yeah.
I definitely need to change it then.
It's broken.
Nice. Because I'm like...
Black Ops with dynamic?
I saw, because some of the clips I be seeing of, because I don't, like I said, I don't play the game that much, so... Sometimes I'd be like, whatever happens. But it's like, I saw, I'm pretty sure you saw that Nixta clip where he was like, I think he dropped, 70?
With the Cronin?
Yeah.
And Cronin. Everybody was saying he was cheating?
I don't think he was cheating. I think it's just the game's aim assist, bro. Because that game's aim assist is stupid, bro.
It's the dumbest thing in the world. If you watch Nixta, if you actually watch him with your fucking ojos, mm-hmm. with your eyes. Mm-hmm. And you've watched him for more than 5 seconds and you've seen him die constantly to somebody standing right behind him, you will know he's not cheating. He plays the game sometimes for 8 to 10 hours a day. And he's really good at the game already. So, of course, if you're naturally good at something and you keep doing that something for 8 to 10 hours a day,
hell yeah.
Gonna get better.
Isn't it kind of sad, though? Like, because it's like...
Pro players calling him a cheater.
It's kind of sad to think, though, because Nixta plays... Like, only Nixta knows how much effort he puts into playing the game, right? Like, imagine that. Like, imagine that, Chicago. I think that's literally just the way social media is designed. Because social media is designed to only see highlights. Nobody wants to see the 8-hour streams when you're talking about... fucking who makes the best chicken nuggets and you're getting 3 kills a game, getting spanked and shit, you know what I'm saying? Getting shotgunned, RPG, and a bunch of other dumb stuff.
Hello.
What makes it so funny is because your face when you came back. It's like, it's just like, it's almost like you didn't even come back. You're just like, yeah, you came back. You were like,
that's my act natural face.
Act natural, act natural. Oscar, what's going around? Act natural. Hell no, man. But that's literally the point I'm making. Like, only Nixon knows how much effort he puts into it. So the fact that everybody's like, "Oh, he's cheating," it's like, damn, bro. Like, so all the times I had where I was frustrated at the game, wasn't nobody around. But now that I did good for one game, everybody come around and got their 2 cents in it. So I can understand Nixon. I don't think he was cheating, bro. Because I'm like, bro,
he's not, bro. He's not. I've watched him. I've watched him fucking shoot some marshmallow dumb. He's not hitting his shots. And I've watched him beam the same way I've watched my boy Amude. I've watched him take that Cronin and do the same thing Nixta did. And then three guys later, he's shooting around like he's fucking Dr. Disrespect.
And he's better than Capture.
My name is Chicago's Finest, and I second that opinion. Amude is way better than Cap.
Bro, only me, Chicago, and Capture know the context of what we're talking about. So I'll go ahead and run through the story, because this dude, I think that by far has to be one of the funniest memories of freaking Rebirth, bro. It was so damn funny. So everybody's watching. I'm gonna break it out for y'all. All right, look, it was me, Chicago, and Port. All right, now I'm gonna be honest. All right, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it, because I've ran a VPN before. I could go ahead and say it, because what the fuck? I'm not gonna get content playing Joe all damn day. I ran one, right? So Port's telling me, he's like, "Should I get one?" I'm like, "Fuck it, run one." So we got one. First person he ran into was Nadia, all right? And he's like, "But this bitch busting, I gotta keep using it." I'm like, "All right." I'm like, "All right." So then he's like, "Ranks, let me host, bro. Because we were getting terrible lobbies all night. I'm banned from hosting." I think we forgot about that. I'm banned from hosting amongst Team Havoc. I'm banned from hosting because my host always sucks. Lagging, sweaty niggas, terrible lobbies.
We could be playing Mario Kart. You can't host.
I'm banned from hosting. No matter what it is, I'm banned from hosting. Kid you not. So, poor Slack Ranks, let me host. I'm like, all right. First game, was all right. Second map, we're running to Capture. And he's on our team. So, Capture's on our team, right? Capture's on our team, right? And I have no problem saying this shit because it's no beef. It's just the actual truth. I'm not going to sit up here and lie. So, obviously, poor got his shit busting. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, he got his passport busting. We got our passports, you know what I'm saying? We're ready to travel the world. So
trying to go down to Cambodia.
You know what I'm saying? We went to Cambodia, we went to New Zealand, we went to Kazakhstan, we went to India, we went to damn, what else was busting? I went to Nigeria once. That shit was horrible. Even though I'm Nigerian, I could say that. So we load into a Rebirth lobby, right? And Capture's on our team. And then I remember, because I remember how the video was edited, I freaking pressed my button on push to talk, and I'm like, "Yo, is this the real Capture?" And he didn't say anything for a while, right? But I looked at the VOD, and he goes, and I was like, "Hey, like, I just asked the question." But then I sat back, and I put myself in his shoes, and I'm like, I could kind of see why. Because he's like, "I don't know what the hell's about to happen after this." So then he starts talking to some fake voice. And then he says, "No, I'm a big fan of him." And then I was like, "Oh, that really is Capture." And then you want to know what made Capture stop like faking his voice? This man Port goes, "This man Capture's on a VPN." This man Capture did a 180. He starts defending himself. He's like, "What? What are you talking about? I'm not on a VPN, bro. I'm not on a VPN." That's what everybody says. Like, dude, that's like saying the end of Castle Base, trying to explain himself, and then Porch just saying, "You're on a VPN." It doesn't matter what Capture is saying. Port, it doesn't matter what caps are saying, Port keeps saying, "You're on a VPN." And at one point, Port was like, "Nah, you're on a VPN, nigga. You hacking ass bitch, you dirty." I'm like, "Port, we're running one and two." And then he mutes Port. So he can't hear him no more. So then he saw, because I think he knew who Chicago was, right? I don't think he's ever seen me before. So, what's it called? So then, basically, we're kind of like, it's kind of like me and Chicago talking to Capture the whole time. It was low-key a fun. That whole game was funny, like, just outside of just that what happened right then and there. Multiple moments where we're into sweats. I remember Chicago said one thing. He was like, "You're not really looking like the Rebirth King right now. I don't know. You might need Jay's Twitch title." That day was so hilarious, bro. Chicago being there made it much more funnier.
You ran into the Navy SEALs.
Bro, I ran into... Hey, anybody watch Dragon Ball Z? We ran into the Ginyu Force. These guys were in formation, bro. Went upstairs, bro. Freaking one dude hopped, one dude ran, one dude slid out. I shot one bullet, they dispersed, all hid, jumped out in different directions. Literally, bro. I'm like, all right, okay. Fried my shit, all right? Then, you know what I'm saying? Shitting on everybody, shitting on the whole team. Chicago gets the last kill, you know what I'm saying? And then...
I didn't. Cap took my fucking kill. I ended the game with 0 kills and 1,700 damage. Cap sniped the guy I was killing.
Oh, my gosh.
My bad. Oh, my gosh.
Nah, you're good. You're good. You're good. And then at the end, Capture kept trying to say this one joke. Well, he was like, "Do you guys like Wendy's or something?" Like, y'all kind of... to anybody's watching, you kind of know where this joke's about to go. So he kept asking us if we liked the Wendy's. I didn't even hear him. Swear to God, bro. I went back to the VOD and I'm like, I did not know he was saying this. I didn't hear him. His voice was just tuned out. It was me and Chicago were just yelling the whole time. So then he tried to ask us again, but gets cut off because Chicago says,
"Sorry, Cap. Amude's better than you."
He goes, "What?"
What?
I've never seen him so bamboozled in his life, bro.
I said speedball him. He said, "I did. I gunned this shit 3 times.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Bro.
What's even better is after he gets out of the lobby and goes to load into the next game, he's like, "He said Amude's better than me. He said Amude's better than me."
I can't believe it.
Oh, I had him tilted.
Dude, he was like he was, I need a new word for how confused he was. He was befuddled, chat. He was befuddled.
He said, "What?"
Because he was already like, "Man, like, they're not responding to my joke. Oh, my gosh." He's like, "Amir is better than you." He's like, "Bro, what?"
Oh, fuck, I can't wait to send this fucking podcast to Amude.
Oh my gosh, that was the funniest shit, dude. That was so funny. Oh my gosh, that whole thing was so funny, bro. Top Rebirth memories, man. That was fire, bro. Oh my gosh, that whole night was so funny. I had like 20 people in my chat for some reason. I don't know how. That's random check. There was 20 people in that bitch. Crazy, bro. That was hilarious. That night was hilarious. Can't believe you dropped a donut. That's kind of crazy.
Fat donut, bro. I jumped down to the fucking ship to kill the last guy that was on the second. He was on the second floor of the ship. He was just standing at the staircase facing towards control center. I jumped over there to kill him. As I broke him, I went to climb on top of the fucking thing that's right there to get to the second floor, the little ship container thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Cap was on the fucking hill, and he sniped him in his head.
Damn.
Oh, I'll never forget that.
That's why I muse better.
That hurt.
That's why I muse better, Cap.
Fucking shitter. You know how many times you done killed me on what you... Bro, I ran into him and fucking Nyxta when the shotguns were the meta. The fire shotguns,
mm-hmm.
Brother. It was him, Nixta, Aiden Beans, and somebody else, bro. They were so fucking annoying with that dumb ass shotgun. I either ran into Cap with a stupid shotgun, or I'm getting beamed out of the sky by Aiden's cheating ass.
Aiden, if you're watching this, you're a cheater. Not Aiden, Aiden. Aiden Beams. You're a cheater.
Fucking shitter, dude. God, bro, they farmed us. Bro, they all had like 30 kills, and I was probably like 30 of all of them.
These guys were farming Chicago.
Me, Tex, just getting completely spat on, bro.
Oh, my God.
Came around a corner and fucking Cap just...
Oh,
I'm like, bro, does that say capture? Oh, yeah. And I got a resub? Bet.
I got a resub. Spin back in that bit. Be like, fuck, you that shotgun.
Yeah, you going to hear this message, motherfucker. You going to hear it.
This message, boy.
Like, you ain't going to be able to scroll past that one because you got a long chat, boy. Let me tell you something right here, boy. Listen to this message.
He got the text-to-speech on and everything, bro.
Mm-hmm. And I said it with my chest. I put it in all caps. I said, you're a shitter. Put the shotgun away.
And it's funny because he hears that and he looks at his chat. He's like, he'll first thank you and say, my boy Chicago, thank you so much for the 13 months. Hey, what the? And then he starts getting mad afterwards.
No, I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna try to find it, maybe. And I'm gonna show you, bro, because he doesn't thank me. It's like a 19 month sub, and I said that, and he's like, I'm not even gonna thank you for that. I'm gonna shit on you again. Fucking shitter, dude.
He said, I'm not even gonna thank you. Oh my gosh, bro. Capture is hilarious, bro.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to mod for him before. Just didn't, like, I had to be up during his time, bro. And that was just, like, that was diffy, dude. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, because, like, I'm used on in the morning, which is, you know what I'm saying, more than sort of afternoon.
So, to be fair, like, to other people, I probably still shouldn't have been. I probably shouldn't be a Mewds mod right now, because during his big, like when he was really, really big phase, I wasn't there a lot, bro, because I was working. I had been modded before that. I was modded when.
But that's
I was
why
the
you're
only
so modded.
One. Yeah, yeah. I mean that's why he'll never take my mod away, and he says that all the time. Like, he used to say that when he was big, and I would show up, like, you know, after 4 days, and I'd be like, yo, I'm off work today, let's run some games. And he'd run games with me with, you know, 900 people watching him. You know, some people get a little mad, but I was there with him when it was just me and nobody else. I'd sit there for 10 hours, you know, chatting with him, come back an hour later, fuck with him some more, run some games with him. He was just, when I met him and I ran into him, and like I went to his stream and I seen like who he was as a person, and I seen he only had 3 people watching him. I'm like, this guy's gonna blow up eventually. I'm gonna stick with him. This guy's gonna be somebody in this fucking stream shit.
Mm-hmm.
He just had to get out of that little fucking bubble he was in, and then he did, and he blew up for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
He just, you know, he took a hit, taking a break from streaming because of his, you know, personal life shit that happened. So, but he's still the same person, you know. He's still a fucking amazing content creator. I still think he can fucking, maybe not Warzone 2 because the game is ass.
But I mean,
not a lot of content being made with that game.
I don't think people understand, bro. Like, that means a lot to streamers, bro. Like, when you're, oh shit, but that stuff means a lot when you're there, like at the early stages, and like you're a mod. Even if you don't, like, my boy Chili, for example, like, he's, bro, one of the best mods I've had since I've started streaming, right? He's in Australia. When I stream, he's in school. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do I get mad because he's not in my chat? No. I just know he's there from the jump. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If he's there initially, you know what I'm saying? He always gets special treatment. It don't matter if he ain't shown up for, like, a whole month or so. He still has that special place, because I understand life gets in the way for people, you know what I'm saying? And especially him. Bro, he's like, it's probably Friday for him right now, and it's Thursday for us. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really going to put that much pressure on it at all. I really won't. You know what I'm saying? There was even a time where he won one of the Channel Point Awards in my chat. What is it called?
Free Havoc merch, bro. I gotta save up for that shit, dog. Like, I gotta stop telling you you're selling every 5 seconds,
dude. This man Chicago would save up 1,000 channel points just to come in and tell me ranks you're selling. Stream just started, you're selling. I'm actually having a rough fucking day, and I just don't want. I need some sort of positivity. You're selling. All right. I'm having a great day. You're selling. It just didn't matter.
Oh, man, bro. That's when I used to fucking be able to be up and be in streams, and now I can't be up.
Yeah, yeah. I've low-key thought about, like, streaming, like, possibly earlier, but bro, not even earlier.
If you start at, like, 7, I'd definitely be in that joint.
You know what's so crazy? Mikey told me the same thing. He's at ranked. If you just start at 7, I'm there.
Yeah, I'm there at least, you know, for at least the first hour and a half, because normally when you're starting your stream at 8, some days I do try to pop in for about half hour, but I'm normally by 8:30 I'm trying to, you know, smoke my last, you dig, lay down, watch some TV with my girl, maybe rub a booty, and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. I gotta be up the next day at 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. But you start at 7, no, that gives me time to you dig, and while I'm you digging, I could be watching, bro.
I'm definitely taking into consideration a lot, Mo, because I've done a few streams starting at 7, and I'm like, really ain't even that much of a difference. I'm just starting like an extra hour earlier, because I usually clear out everything I do by 7 o'clock to be able to stream at 8, so I'm already like basically Gucci by 7, so.
Yeah.
I might low-key see if I could. You know what I'm saying? Anybody watch? Yeah, y'all might only see a 7 p.m. streamer now and again. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You never know. You feel me? Man, that is that dude, that capture story is for that. That shit was hilarious, bro. That whole shit was hilarious, bro. Capture. I'm probably gonna send some shit like this to you. I ain't gonna lie. I want you to hear this. This. He's definitely gonna remember that shit too. 100% he is.
Oh, I'm probably gonna like take a little clip of it or something and put it on Twitter and tag him in it and Immude and the whole world. They need to know that Immude is better than Cap.
It's so funny, bro. It's so funny because, like, technically the cool thing to say is, I don't care, we don't compare ourselves, but it's just the fact that, like, Capture's like, he said Immude's better than me. It just makes it funny. It just makes it funny, bro. Just top tier funny, man. Shout out Casher. Shout out Immude. Cool motherfuckers, man. Shout out to them boys, man. So, hey, I just wanted to say, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to say real quick, because I usually ask everybody this question. You know what I'm saying? Does Mr. Chicago have any plans for the future? Things we need to be on the lookout for.
I know I definitely want to start making merch for real. That's one thing I want to do down the line. Not down the line, like soon.
I still don't have my hoodie.
I have never even done a giveaway.
Don't care. I'll pay for it. Still on a hoodie.
Well, then we'll figure that out. And definitely, you're going to see a lot more content coming out of Chicago on other platforms besides TikTok. I've already started uploading on Facebook. What I'm doing right now is I'm getting all my older content onto Facebook, like every other day. Every day I'm posting a new video, a new reel on my gaming page. And then once I got like 7 more videos, I believe it is, that I'm going to post out. Since I haven't really, like, I mean, I've been streaming and I've been trying to get good clips, but my lobbies have been ass. I'm not really doing nothing crazy. So I'm just going to spend like the next week just like playing this MLB, the shows. Like, it's kind of like my, you know what my player is on 2K?
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's basically that.
You create your own player type shit.
Yeah, you create your own player. You start off, but in this one, like, you don't even have a chance to make it straight to the majors. You start off in AAA. And then you have to work up from AAA to the minors, and then from the minors to the majors.
That's fire.
So I just made it to the majors. I'm now officially a Cubby baby.
That's fire.
So I'm going to focus the next week on a lot of that content, trying to maybe, like, you know, draw some different people over, because I definitely now have a a kick based MLB community that like has sucked me in. I have a couple bigger kick streamers that are like trying to teach me how to play the game more. They're trying to play the game with me. I will say it. I feel like there's like from the two platforms, I've had the most success like trying to collab with people on Kick than I have on Twitch. Like I've definitely tried to collab with a bunch of people on Twitch that even if they have two viewers, they feel like they're too good for you. And I don't know, like you should never feel like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, it could just be because it's new still and people are trying to be nice, but I have yet to run into any Kick streamer that, you know, said that they wouldn't play with me. I don't know if you ever heard of Devasaurus.
Yeah, I have.
She used to stream on Facebook a lot. Mm-hmm. She's now a Kick streamer. She's a verified streamer or whatever. She's raided me a bunch of times already.
Fire.
We planned to play before, but I just bailed out on it because I was playing with Tex and them. And like, she's on a little different level than me, and I don't really want to like I've watched her streams a couple times, and she kind of just vibes and does the best, like stream wise when she solo queues. You know, like, so like, I don't want to mess up your analytics. I don't want to mess up your cash flow, none of that. And the day we were going to play anyway, that's the day that I play with Gunner. And no matter what, I don't care who you are. I have one like rule. I don't get to play with Gunner a lot anymore. And you know, of all people, you know, Gunner's my day one in this Call of Duty shit. Like I met him 3 years ago, almost playing Call of Duty. Like I talked to this guy on the daily. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the days are Friday and Saturday. Those are definitely days that I don't care who you are. If you want to play, you're going to have to get in when I have a spot because Gunner's always number one. Like, him and my brother, too. Like, if my brother wants to get on, he's always, you know, good to play. But those are the days where I, like, if I know about 10:30, get on Call of Duty, about 11:30, text him and be like, yo, asshole, are you getting on or not? Because if he is, then we're going to run. And that's if fire. You have a problem, my bad. I'm sorry, but I don't get to play with my boy a lot. My that girl knows fire. That. My girl, like, that's why Saturday she lets me do what I want to do. Like, that's my day for me. Even though most of the time I don't get on to like 5 anyway.
But no, I like that. I like the fact that even like you didn't even let the fact that, oh, she's because I'm not going to say your names for this, even though I usually just don't give a fuck for this reason specifically. I'm not going to say no names. There have been certain times where it's like, I'm playing with somebody. And then the prospect of somebody bigger coming into the picture, they just peace out. And I'm like, well, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I like the fact that you say, Gunner's the OG. And they're always going to be a spot for Gunner. Because like you say now, you don't get to play with dude that much. And they, I ain't going to lie, if y'all ever in Discord with Chicago and Gunner, they're like brothers. They're like brothers. I swear to you, bro. So it's like the fact, and even his actual brother, you know what I'm saying? His younger brother, he's like, bro, if this is the moment that I can have to play, to hop on a game with these two individuals, none's going to mess that up. Not no money, not no, oh, you're a big streamer, you got 5,000 people, F all that shit. Because really, that shit really doesn't matter that much. It really doesn't.
No, it don't. Especially, well, not like, don't get me wrong. I don't care what no streamer in the world says. No streamer in the world is going to tell me that they're not into streaming to make money. Because if you're saying that, you're lying.
Cap. Yep. Rack them up. Fitted cap.
No. Yes. Yes, you can say. Yes, you can be like me. Because 100%, I'm not doing it to get rich.
Oh, hell no.
I don't believe I can get rich off of this. But I do believe I could make a few bucks a month doing this shit. I believe, you know, there could be some months where maybe I could fucking, you know, do some kind of crazy goal. Maybe, you know, get myself a new PC or fuck. Maybe I could do a nice little sub goal and do a nice little giveaway. I don't know. But I know that I ain't going to get rich off of this.
Hell yeah.
This ain't going to pay my bills. I got to go to work every day. I got to get up from my bed, get in the car, go make my edibles, transport them joints, go home, and then bust the stream. It's not like when you think, when your mindset is like you want to lie to people and be like, oh yeah, man, I'm not in this for the money at all, man. Like that's so horrible.
I lose,
yeah, 100%. Like you're lying your ass off. If you're not doing this for money, right? Do me a favor. That little bar right there that says sub goal, take that off, because you don't need a sub goal. You're not doing this for money, right? And everybody that subs to you, make sure you tell them, don't sub to me again, please. And if they sub to you again, I want to see with my eyes, I want to see you donate all that money somewhere. Ooh. If you don't do this for the money. Because all you're doing is lying to the people that are donate, that might want to donate to you.
But see, they ain't going to do that, though.
Because you're lying. What's the point of lying? I know I ain't going to lie. I'm going to be upfront with you from the get. All the money you giving me right now is going straight into this motherfucker right here. And if I hit the full goal, if I hit the full 250, then I'm getting a whole new PC. But if I got to save up for a while and just, you know, fix this one, then that's what I'm going to do. But I ain't going to lie and say I ain't doing this for the money. I'm definitely trying to, you know, upgrade my stream maybe look a little nicer in here, you know, make it better for people to come around, maybe throw a little lights, a little pizzazz. I don't know.
Yeah, because money is the thing that has to keep you going. You know what I'm saying? One thing people got to realize, bro. Because as much as, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, like, everything that we have in the background of our setups on our cameras costs some damn money. You know what I'm saying? The second monitor costs some damn money. The lights, the poster, the sign, everything costs some money. This new chair, the mic, it costs money. So to say I'm not doing this for money, so you're telling me you're okay with staying at the same point from start to finish, not upgrading anything? Impossible.
Anything?
It's impossible.
Or you're just taking all L's.
Yeah.
Let me so everything that I have in here, everything has pretty much been paid for already. Yes, I came out of pocket for it because it make money. It takes money to make money.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But everything in here has pretty much been paid for, you know, over the last 3 years. You know, maybe not the I would say maybe even the PC. Now, like, the gaming chair was a gift, so I wouldn't count that. My new mic was a birthday gift, so I can't count that. But my old mic, you know, that came from one of my first Twitch checks. That's how I paid for that mic. My stream camera that I've had for 3 years now was a gift from one of the first streamers that I ever linked with. Like, he was a buddy that I had in high school that after he graduated, because he graduated 2 years before me, we fell off. And then I had posted on Facebook something about streaming, and he seen it, and he was like, oh, shit, I stream too, bro. And then we linked up that way. And, like, after 2 months or something of, like, just hanging out with him, you know, streaming with him, bullshitting with him, like, he asked me for my address, and I'm like, what do you need my address for, Loki? Like, you coming through? Like, I mean, he's my boy. Like, I knew him for years in high school. Mm-hmm. Like, even before I went to my high school, I knew him because my sister went to the high school, and I used to go up there. Mm-hmm. You know, I smoke with him. He was on the basketball team. It was my dog. So I thought maybe he was going to pull up and smoke, because we've talked about it before. He's like, nah, bro, I'm trying to say the word, but I can't right now. This thing, a mouse pad.
Mouse pad.
I got a mouse pad I want to send you. I had an extra Loki mouse pad. My word, bet. I'm down. I don't care, bro. I'll rock it. I'll rock the mouse pad and I'll show it to people. You know, that's who I am. I don't care. I opened the box and I seen a brand new camera. And I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not a $300 camera, but it's like a $60, $50 camera, bro, that he didn't have to get me. That was brand new. The Amazon receipt was still in the box.
What?
It was brand spit. I had to rip the plastic off of it, dog.
Bro, he didn't send me plastic. Yo.
He didn't send me his old camera, which, I mean, if he would have sent me his old camera, I would have been just as ecstatic because I didn't have a camera. Mm. He went out of his way and bought me a brand new camera because I didn't have one yet. But then everything else, my Elgato capture card, I, you know, eventually made enough through streaming that that's been paid for. My Xbox paid for.
That's beautiful, man.
You know, it's just, you may not make it all back right away. You know, it's a process, though. It's a process. Like, you can't open, it's like a business. You can't open a business and think after your first 6 months of your sales, you're going to break even.
Facts.
You better hope you break even. you might see a loss your first year.
Hell yeah.
You might see a loss your first 2 years. It's that third year when you've showed your grind enough that now you're making quadruple your profits. Mm-hmm. Well, now guess what? Now them 2 years that you had losses, you just made up for that times two.
Exactly. And the point that we're getting at is it's not strictly for money, but in some way, shape, or form, we still expect money at one point as we're elevating ourselves. That's kind of just the expectation. Like, we don't log on and expect money. It's not like a direct correlation, because I've said this before. If you're an investor and you're like, what do I want to invest in today? Content creation, if you're strictly looking for ROI, content creation is the worst thing. Unless you have a business and you're using content to push your brand. If it's strictly just content creation, worst investment you can do. Because you're not going to see any sort of return for like at least 3 years. And it's a whole job within itself. And it's like, there may be a chance you make no bread from this, but you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Low ranks in high school didn't know I was going to make a dime. I didn't know I was going to have a face cam streaming. I never knew that. I swear to God, I never knew I was going to do that. But I just did it anyways with no expectation of it. But if you have an expectation that you're going to automatically get a return off of X amount of input to get X or get Y in return, then that's just not how it's going to work. Like how Chicago said, you may be creating content, buying new parts, buying new cameras. It's all like your external income, all personal earnings, personal revenue, putting it into this. And then at one point, you may be at the point where Chicago's at, where he's like, boom, that Twitch check bought me a new mic. Or hey, I bought this Elgato capture card with money that I paid for from my job outside of content creation. Use that little money, but now I'm at the point, let's say you had a great month streaming. Let's say you got raided. Let's say you met a motherfucking Peyton May or some shit. Shout out to Peyton May, you know what I'm saying? But don't come through, motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? I remember one time, I forgot how I even got him into your chat, but I told him to go into your chat. He dropped 25 of that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So something like that, you know what I'm saying? You may have a great month like that where somebody just comes through and just drops a banger on you, you know what I'm saying? You may have that, you know what I'm saying? But that's just how it is. Like, I think if you have to like doing it above all else, that's really like it. You have to like the aspect of talking to people. You like to like the aspect even of the problems you may have. You have to like everything about it. So, but I really do like the fact that how you said on the weekends is strictly for running with Gunner and your little brother, because stuff like that strengthens relationships, you know what I'm saying? Like, even like with Mikey too. Like, Mikey never plays Warzone. I still call him, talk to him, chat it up with him. You know what I'm saying? Something happens in Mikey's life.
Leo doesn't play, my boy Aaron doesn't play Call of Duty anymore, but still talk to him at least once a week. Mm-hmm. I try to check on them because we all met during a very crazy time in the world. Like, COVID was fucking, I don't care what nobody says, even if you didn't believe in what was going on, everything going around you was still fucking insane.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we all met each other during a fucking crazy time, so we all bonded, man. Like, we were on the game sometimes 12, 13 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we all bonded, we all naturally got close. And then once we all started texting each other, that was it. Like, now we're texting each other dumbass TikToks that we've seen all day long.
Oh, yeah.
I don't try to bother Leo and Aaron as much anymore because they travel for work.
Mm.
And their hours are, like, fucking crazy. So I don't ever know when they're working. Hours. And, yeah, I don't want to be like, eh, 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 eh. But during the weekends, at least once a weekend, I'll hit them both up. How y'all doing? How was your weekend? Or how was your week? How's work going? Because, like, my boy Legend, that's Aaron. Aaron's Legend. Legend's the one you played with the one time.
Okay.
Legend's actually, like, 2 hours, 3 hours away from me. We're supposed to meet up soon. He's working out here for the next year. And then Leo's actually leaving now to go to Burning Man.
Birmingham?
Burning Man. Whatever the Burning Man concert thing is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the big, I guess it's like a big festival or some shit. I don't know. That's what he does. He goes to, like, different states and sets up all the big festivals. Like, I think he was out here for Lollapalooza and set up Lollapalooza. But he goes, he sets shit up, he gets paid to fucking go set it up. They give him a hotel, they give him money for food.
That's fire.
Yeah, he gets to travel the world doing that.
That's clean to know. And as much as you possibly can, as much as your schedules permit, you know what I'm saying? You got to make that time for each other. You know what I'm saying? Because this money shit cool. You know what I'm saying? But it's like the relationship you build with people and the experiences matter a lot more.
A lot more, man. You never know. You never know what life could bring you. You know, I could, bro, I could want to pack everything up and move to Texas. If I packed everything up right now, Ranks, if me and my girl said, fuck it, we're out, let's go, I can call Gunner right now, and tomorrow he'll have me in his job for an interview. Without a doubt. Because when I originally lost my job at Dutch, and I started working at Dunkin' and I was making shit money, a year later, Gunner was already working at his job in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
His job is based from here. He was talking to the bosses to get me hired over here. What? He's in Texas trying to get me a job over here.
That's some real shit right there, boy.
Because he didn't like the money I was making. You know, if it wasn't for what I'm in now, like I was already in the talks of working with these people that I'm working with now, I would have been working at his company. Because he told me, bro, it's nothing but a phone call, dog. I can make a phone call and I can get you an interview. I'm not telling you you're going to get the job. You got to go in there and sell yourself, bro. But I could definitely get you an interview.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, just being able to walk in and get an interview at a fucking, you know, $19 an hour job in Chicago. Bro, you better hope you can get an interview at McDonald's in Chicago.
That's just beautiful, man. If anybody's watching this, man, just take what you can for that, man. That's so beautiful. That's just beautiful. That's all I gotta say. That's fire, bro.
It was, man, that's all of them, man. Leo's offered me, you know, before to try to get in with him. Mm. Legend was gonna get me in with him. The last job he was working, it was in Iowa, I believe. It was only a 6-month job and it was like 40K. I'm just very scared with change.
Mm.
So I was like 6 months, bro, away from my family. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, my girl would have came with me, don't get me wrong, because she could work from wherever she's at, what she does. But like being away from my mom, you know, that's all I got left. Yeah. Being away from my nephew, my sister, I didn't know if I could do that for that long. Mm-hmm. But the money was like buku, dude. Like, you're going to make really good money, but you were going to be working like 7 days a week. Like 7-12s, bro. Like, I mean, Legend makes fucking really good money, dog. Like, he works, I think, like 6-7 months out of the year and then doesn't work for a while. Like, I think after this job that he's doing now, he's probably not gonna work for a couple years. I mean, the motherfucker don't need to work. I think his wife's like an RN or something.
Oh, he balling.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He don't need to work. Like, oh. I believe, if I remember correctly, right when he had quit his last job before he started this one, he had a PC, he had bought everything to start streaming, and his wife told him, like, do it, take it seriously, see if you could, you know, make a little career out of it. You don't need to go to work. I make enough money.
That's
the motherfucker
fire.
Went and found a job anyway, and now they both make crazy money. They both make really good money. I believe she goes out to see him like every month or something. I don't know how they do it. But they both still work. They both make really good money. Like, by the time they're 40, bro, they're going to be able to retire.
That is so beautiful, bro.
Man. I love it, man. When they got married, I loved all the pictures. He fucking invited me to the wedding. I just couldn't go to Texas.
Damn.
At the time. But like now, if I was invited out there, cause we've planned it a few times to have a little extra drip meetup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just kind of hard.
Yeah. Everybody's schedules, money.
Yeah. Everybody's schedules. Like, everybody's moving around right now, but I know, I think it's like right before Thanksgiving or something, like in November-ish, everybody's supposed to be back out there. Legend's supposed to be out there for a couple weeks. Leo's supposed to be out there again. So I'm going to try to like maybe go out there then and I'll link up, have a beer or something. I don't know.
That's fire, man. Do as much as you can out there, man. Because I ain't going to lie, bro. That's one thing I feel like everybody's like always dreamed of. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we take the shit from the sticks to IRL. Cause mm-hmm. it's gonna be so funny, bro. Cause this is the crazy thing that's fucking weird, bro. Cause I could think there's only two people that refer to me by my name and not Ranks. Only two people, and that's Mikey and like my boy Jesse. Everybody else that I know in person calls me Frank. but everybody that I've like on the game with, everybody calls me Ranks. Everybody calls me Ranks. So it's like, think about it. Imagine you know, you see Tex in real life. You're not gonna call him Gunner.
I'm gonna call him Gunner, bro. I'm not gonna call him by his name. I'm not gonna call him by his name, bro. He's exactly. gonna be Gunner forever.
Exactly. See that?
On his deathbed.
That is so cool. He's gonna be like Gunner. I mean,
I'm gonna go to his deathbed. I mean, I'm gonna make my speech. So Tex and Gunner was a camping bitch. All he liked to do in Call of Duty was regain or sit in a tower. He was never good. His favorite game mode was plunder.
That is crazy.
And he took it seriously.
No plunder.
Texas sucks. I'm out.
That's crazy.
And then I walk out.
That's crazy.
Maybe walk out. I might get shot on the way out. Who knows?
One of the meme mugs, you're gonna see people going, what the fuck's this nigga talking about? I wanna fight this nigga here.
Who invited him here? Who invited this fool? Yo, hold on. So my boy Chamber came into my chat the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Said the funniest shit in the world to me. I thought it was the funniest shit in the world. He said, Why do they call themselves the Foo Fighters if they're not fighting foos?
I saw that. Oh, they call themselves the Foo Fighters, but they ain't fighting foos.
Bro, that shit had me dead.
This shit is crazy, bro.
Why they call themselves the Foo Fighters? They're not fighting foos.
They're not fighting foos, man. They ain't doing no fighting. Ain't no hands being thrown. What you mean? It's a whole the name of fraud, fooling through. Not calling y'all frauds, but I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. irrespective of how your name actually is, man. That's hilarious, bro. No, I was in chat when I saw that message. I remember that. I was dying. That is crazy. Man. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching the near end of this podcast episode. But I always end off with the same question to every podcast guest. What's your bank account number, routing number, and social security number? Nah, just playing. I'm playing. Don't tell me that shit.
What is none of those. Tell you the last four of my social. I can't tell you the whole social.
I know all of those through and through. All bank account numbers, all routing numbers, all socials. I know everything off the top of my head. I'm weird. So, last question I got from my boy Chicago. Who would you want to see on the next episode of the One Shot Podcast? This could be somebody you know that would be a great candidate or a great guest. Maybe it's a streamer, content creator that you think would be a great addition on here. Who would you want to see?
Who would I want to see on the One Shot Podcast? There's a couple people, to be honest, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple people that I think that could give some great like insights on like the streaming world. Mm-hmm. There's a guy, his name is Crow Gaming.
Crow, like C-R-O-W?
C-R-O-W-E.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Crow Gaming.
Yeah, he's an amazing content creator. Funny as hell. Really smart at what he does. And like the community he's built is like phenomenal. So I feel like he would have some really good that's a really good mind to try to pick at. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I mean it's a guy that I mean he'd be fucking almost impossible to get on here, man, but Sergeant Jackson, man. I don't know if you ever heard of him, bro, but
I have.
Brother. His vibes, bro, every time I go into that man's stream, it's like a freaking party, dude. Like, definitely. I can't, if I'm angry and I go in there, I'm no longer angry.
Instant mood fixer.
Instant mood fixer. It's a vibe all the time.
Oh, no, my mind. We're not doing
this. Yeah.
I that was in the back of, bro. Oh, my gosh. Now it's playing in my head again, bro. Fuck, man. It took pink a month for that color. To get out of my head.
Pink is a color. Blue is another.
I want to die. Shit took forever to get out of my head, bro. Man. Damn. Okay, so we got Crow, we got Sergeant Jackson, Got anybody else?
Blaze at two. Is it three?
No, just as many as you want.
Oh, who else could actually be a good mind picker? I'm doing the immune.
So I'm doing the immune.
Not sure, man. I'm not too... Like, a lot of people that I, like Amude, for example, I don't think he would be a good podcast person. Mm. He's not, like, super, like, you know...
Talkative, or like...
Yeah, yeah, I feel like it'd just be, like, more, like, one-stop shops with him. Mm. I mean, there's some people, but I just can't think of them right now.
Okay. Hey.
Those are just the two that I've thought about, like, consistently thinking of, like, those two guys have been on my mind for almost 2 weeks already. I just haven't told you because I don't even know how you would go about getting them on here. But those are two minds that need to get picked. Like,
Gotcha. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Because the reason why I asked this is because, like how you had said, two people who either, one, you want their minds to be picked, or two, you just want to just hear them talk for an hour. Maybe it's one of those people you could just talk to for, like, an hour plus, 2 hours plus. Don't matter. So just one of those people regardless. So that's usually why I asked this question. So, two solid candidates. We're going to see if we can make it happen. As always, we got to see if we can make it happen. But... ladies and gentlemen, we are coming towards the end of this podcast episode that we had with the finest out of city of Chicago. My boy Chicago, you dig what I'm saying? To everybody who's watching this and listening, if you made it this far into the podcast, make sure you guys check out my boy Chicago's Finest on all social platforms. Go on and plug yourself right quick. The Kick is Chicago's Finest. The Twitter is Chicago's Finest. The Instagram, isn't it T?
Nope. No, it's all Chicago's Finest now.
Nice.
Everything Chicago's Finest. Some of them have underscores though because Chicago's Finest was already taken. Like, let's see here. the Instagram is _ Chicago's Finest. Mm-hmm. The Twitter is _ Chicago's Finest. And I believe the TikTok is just Chicago's Finest.
Nice. So, hey, I mean, guarantee if you type in Chicago's Finest, you're going to see my boy there, you know what I'm saying, regardless. Or you can pull up to his Kick, kick.com/Chicago's Finest. And he has social links to all social platforms. One-stop shop for all that stuff. And gets tuned into his streams as well. So, like I said, I thank you guys for watching. Make sure you guys also check out Team Havoc Studios on the rest of our social media platforms as well. Team Havoc Studios everywhere as much as we possibly can make it. Make sure you guys follow us on, let's say, if you're sharing this to somebody and you don't know how to get back to here, make sure you type in Team Havoc on Spotify. Follow us to get updates on new podcast episodes and anything of the sort. Mr. Chicago, do we have any final words for those listening over at home or wherever you're listening to? Do you have any final words for them?
Take your loved ones tonight and hold them dearly. You never know when the last day you're going to see them is going to be.
That's a beautiful thing, man, because money ain't going to mean the money going to be there. The fucking numbers going to be there. The platform's going to be there. Can't exactly replace people, especially when they're family.
Nope.
And I don't mean blood family. I mean if you've known them for a long time, you know what I'm saying? You would die for these people. This is ride or die type shit. Hey, tell them you love them. Tell them how much you care about them. Shit, I didn't even tell them.
Show them.
Fuck telling them. Well, you can tell them too, but also show them. Yeah. Be sure to show
as
them.
As my late father used to say, actions speak way louder than words.
May he rest in peace. Everybody, this is an amazing episode. Catch you guys on the next one. We out of here.
Peace.
Peace.